93.7, the river that goes B-O-C, burning for you. Dog and Joe show on a Thursday. Oh, my God, what Joe and I have. I don't know how we got a hold of this sensitive information, man. This is like top-level stuff, and we just authenticated it with all the top brass here in the nation. We have Season 27, Dancing with the Stars, the cast, revealed.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm excited about it this year, dude.
Yeah, I might, and might is bold and underlined, I might... this season, watch at least two episodes. One,
get out of here.
Possibly two, maybe.
You're going to watch an episode or two of Dancing with the Stars?
I'm thinking about it. Thinking.
If I said that on the radio,
yeah,
you would crucify me.
I would.
I'm probably going to get crucified right now because I think it looks good to watch. The listeners, they would have me run out of town on a rail.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. How could you of all people say you're going to watch it?
I'll give you five words, and they're easy. Bo Duke, Mary Lou Retton.
Is that who's going to be on that?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you put a Duke boy on Dancing with the Stars, I'm in.
Oh, no way.
John Schneider's in it, and Miss 1984. What a beautiful little princess, man, the Olympian. Mary Lou Retton, and guys out there, if you're my age, a little younger, a little older, hit me with this. Back me up on this one. What a twinkie. What a short and stubby little cutie pie, man. I mean, Mary Lou Retton, she was on every box of cereal, every TV show. Just as cute as a freaking button, man. When I was a kid, I mean, she was just something. And they showed her now. And I'm not going to say she hasn't aged bad. She looks quite a bit different. She still looks good.
I don't think she's had any work done.
She hasn't had really probably any work done.
No.
That I could see. But she's not what I remember her back when I was in like 6th and 7th grade, man. When here's the thing. Mary Lou Retton, I want you to think about this. How many times has an Olympian made you want to watch gymnastics? And there may have been a few.
Well, as a younger kid, you know, you definitely recall the ones that did.
Yeah.
You know?
And Mary Lou Retton, man, she had like all our attention back in the day. And anytime she was doing McDonald's commercials, everywhere you went when you were like in, you know, 6th, 7th grade, she had on that snazzy little jumpsuit with the USA and the rings on it. She had all the medals around her neck. She was on the Wheaties, on the Cheerios, at the McDonald's. I mean, everywhere you went, Mary Lou Retton was there. And I used to think she wanted me.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
I walked through the cereal aisle like, she's staring at me again.
Look at that. She's doing her routine on the rings or the balance bar just for me.
Yeah. I'd go to McDonald's. There she was, staring into my eyes. I'm like, she's got a thing for me. So I always had a thing for her, and I think a lot of guys my age probably did, but she's on it, and some other people now.
She was like the youngest one I could remember that went into the Olympics where you were like, wow, look at that. She's a pretty young little girl in there doing that. She was older than me, but it was just always cool to see that young people like that could do it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
She was something back in the day. So you got John Schneider, Bo Duke, you got Mary Lou Retton. And then, here's the thing. We work for this iHeartMedia Megaplex. Fantastic company.
It is.
But there's this guy here, and I think he's on over at the damn country station, on over at the, what do they call that thing here? It's almost out of business. The bull.
That's
bull.
Right, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, the bull.
Horns up, baby.
Oh, yeah! Woo! Hey, plenty of cowbell over there. Yeah, get your horns up.
That's it, dude. Yeah.
There's some guy over there. His name's Bobby Bones. And basically all he is... he's Ryan Seacrest with darker hair and glasses. That's all he is. He's like the next Ryan Seacrest.
I'm going to go along with that. He damn near looks like his twin.
Yeah.
10 years younger.
They look like twins, and he's got all kinds of sugar in his shorts, and he's like this next guy that we can see this because we work with this company. He's going to replace Ryan Seacrest. You know, and here's the thing, too. Remember back in the day, everyone thought, oh, my God, Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer was the business. Don't you forget about that. Yes,
I bet Carson Daly.
Great, yeah.
There was a time when Carson Daly, man, he was the catch me out.
Why do you always throw him out with the trash, the dirty dishwater?
Because
he's doing something.
He was so mundane and boring. He had no charisma.
TRL Live, baby.
That was crap.
He did something there.
He was a sucky host, and everybody thought he was going to come in and take over for Dick Clark, and that was his ambition, and he mentored, and he shadow with Dick Clark, and Dick Clark liked him and wanted him to go on to continue his legacy.
Why you gotta hurt him? You know what happened to him? The same thing that happened to Letterman from Leno. He got Ryan Seacrest came in there and Leno'd him.
Yeah, and you know why? And I don't like Ryan Seacrest, but it's because he deserved it.
Ryan
Seacrest, equally untalented, but has a little bit more of something than damn Carson Daly had. Carson Daly thought he was going to be the heir. He was going to be the successor and take over the Dick Clark and host. He did like one thing, and they bounced him out. He was doing that late night TV show at 2 in the morning on NBC. He got no love. And finally, after kicking, clawing, screaming, fighting, showing off pictures he had of different executives of NBC, he somehow found his way back into the Today Show. And I don't, is he still on the Today Show?
You make it sound as if the guy had a hard road. When Seacrest did that to him, he entered into a fit of depression, days of despair. He went down for a long time.
As he should have.
And he kicked and screamed and clawed his way back to the top. Yes, he's on the Today Show.
Wrongfully so, he's made it back into the media.
He's doing cooking segments. He's all over town.
And he's still just as pulseless as he was back in the day. The dude's a corpse. He has no business being on TV. But back to Bobby Bones. Same thing. Bobby Bones.
Long story short, man, we kind of think the same thing. Yeah. You goofball.
Bobby Bones is going to be the heir apparent to Ryan Seacrest, and we can see what this company, the TV's doing.
This company's got a look they like, and me and Dog don't fit it.
No. Thank God.
Hey, yeah, we do not fit that look, and I don't want to.
Would you ever tell me, like, if I came in and I looked just even slightly remotely like Ryan Seacrest, would you be a bro enough to tell me, dude, what happened today? You need a new designer and a new stylist.
I would clearly know you've been lost. Now you've golfed, you've turned to whiskey, and you look like Bobby Bones or Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
But you're not going to help me first? You're just going to run from the fire?
I don't believe you're really you anymore. You've now been taken over.
If I show up and I look like Ryan Seacrest, it's probably because you're doing a show with Ryan Seacrest. That day will never happen. But back to Bobby Bones, man. I don't know what this guy is. He's got stuff, too, man. He slept with some CEO's wife, or he's done something.
He's got dirt somewhere, you think?
Yeah.
Allegedly slept with some CEO's wife.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Thank you for saying this, there, Albert.
Thank you, Albert. Allegedly.
Guy does work for this company. He can hear that.
He's got junk on someone here because they're blowing this guy up. So he's going to be on there with Shannon Burgess or Sharna Burgess.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got DeMarcus Ware, former linebacker from the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, saying, that's a football player.
Oh, huh? Yeah. DeMarcus Ware, one of the top linebackers, defensive ends.
Okay. He's on football. There. You got someone named Milo Mannheim, some sort of star from the Disney Channel. They were on this movie, The Zombies.
I don't know him like personally, but when you say Milo, I know the kid's face.
Danielle Umstead, 46-year-old alpine skier, Paralympian, competed in the 2018 Paralympics, so that's kind of cool.
I love that.
Joe will probably be able to help us with this. The guy's name is Grocery Store Joe from The Bachelorette.
Oh, I just learned about that 2 days ago. Yeah, they picked him on there. Grocery Store Joe, was a guy on The Bachelor, or on The Bachelorette, then he went to Bachelor in Paradise. Then he found this chick on there that he liked. And long story short...
They have offshoots of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bachelor in Paradise is what they do it now. And they all go where all the contestants from Bachelor and from Bachelorette, they get together from previous seasons and different people.
Yeah.
And they all come together in Paradise.
Oh, man, I bet that's cutthroat.
It's really good.
I bet that's dirty.
Oh, it's really good TV. But he broke up with this chick, and then they got back together again on the season conclusion of Bachelor in Paradise 2 days ago, and Chris offered him a gig on here so he could be closer to this chick.
Wow. Boy, I bet he's going to dance his pants off. You got John Schneider, Emma Slater, as you know, Bo Duke.
Yep.
If you don't remember the story about 2 months ago, Bo Duke, John Schneider, said he wasn't going to pay his alimony, and he didn't have any more money because he was broke, so he had to go to jail. He thought that he was going to be there for, like, months. He walked into jail, and he said it was going to give him time to write and finish working on his books and movies. Come to find out, he was only in jail, like, 6 hours.
Is that really what it was?
Yeah, they let him out.
Like a day or something?
Yeah, like a day or something. He was gone. He was out of there. So he's on it. I got to see if old Bo Duke can still boot scoot. So I might watch it for him and then Mary Lou Retton. And then Nancy McKeon. Do you remember Nancy McKeon?
Facts of Life?
Yeah.
Facts of Life.
They called her Joe.
Oh, the motorcycle one.
Yeah, that was Nancy McKeon. I don't know where the freak they drug her out of, but she was on Facts of Life. She's 52.
I always liked her.
She's going to be on there dancing. Then you got Mary Lou Retton with Sasha Farber, as you know who Mary Lou Retton is.
Mm-hmm.
And then who is Tinashe?
Tinashe.
Tinashe. Who's that?
She is a singer, used to date... Simmons, what's his first? Bill? Nope. God, Simmons, the rookie for the Philadelphia 76ers. His last name is Ben Simmons. Thank you.
Yes.
Nobody said it, but in my head, I said it. That's why I said thank you to myself.
Yeah, when you go to me for NBA players, I'm out.
Yeah, Ben Simmons. She used to date Ben Simmons, but apparently Ben Simmons cheated on her with one of the Kardashians.
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
So he cheated on Tinashe with Kendall Jenner, and now he's with Kendall Jenner.
That's been a big thing going on right now, dude.
Yeah. Well, thank God I've been following it.
I think Courtney recently chimed in on it, didn't she? And said something about it?
Yep. Well, they're trying to say that Kendall wasn't a cheater and blah, 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 all this other stuff.
Like, Jesus Christ. Okay, maybe I'm not watching Dancing with the Stars. So Tinashe's on there, Tinashe.
Tinashe.
Then you got Juan Pablo DePace, best known for his role as Fernando on Fuller House. He's an Argentinian actor, singer.
I don't know him.
Nikki Glaser, stand-up comedian, 34 years of age. She's been on Comedy Central. Then you got Alex Wren, the model that was featured on Maxim's cover girl for the August 2017 issue. I haven't looked at a Maxim in I don't know how many years. So that's the lineup. So basically, there's two people on there, Bo Duke and Mary Lou Retton. And as soon as they get kicked off, the TV's off. I'll never watch it again. But I do want to see if Bo Duke's got any moves left.
You're going to like that grocery store Joe. He's got real charisma.
More than Carson Palmer?
Yeah.
I mean, Daly?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a tie.
All right, here we go. Just after 7 o'clock, we got to play this for you. Finally, off the stove, the Eagle Stew is ready.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Inside the Eagle Stew, we have all these songs. Can you correctly identify all of these songs in order?
How many did you put in the Eagle Stew today?
Well, I think that would be cheating if I told you how many there were. That'd kind of give it away.
Okay, fair enough.
That's up to you to decipher and determine how many songs are in there. First person through to correctly identify them all in order. 766-9370. We'll give you tickets. You'll go see the show coming up Tuesday night at Golden One. Take a listen.
For the one on me, to the one who stole me. Somewhere out on that horizon. With a billion stars all around.
Pretty easy.
Okay.
I think, and as I was going through assembling this, I thought, oh my God, I could have been a real little devil on this. I could have taken all that slow, sappy country music. I could have taken just all the slow guitar pieces and ran them all together. It would have sounded like the exact same song, even though there would have been 16 different tracks in there. I was listening to this, making this thing, oh my God, they were really, really sappy. But gigantic band, the show's almost sold out. Lots of people like the Eagles. Going to be a decent show.
Easy to sing to them. That's why I think people like them so much. Their songs are easy singable.
You know?
I love that.
766-9370. First person through to correctly identify all those songs in order by title. We'll get you hooked up. You can go see the show Tuesday night at Golden One.